Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations on what a fitting win last night.
No, it was a fitting win, Schulze, and it was a great way to win, and it was a great crowd we had there in the south shores of Lake Bemidji, and to me, again, it couldn't have been scripted any better.
Well, as the saying goes, Hollywood would reject that script because it just couldn't happen. The Bemidji kid scores the game-winning goal in overtime. It's crazy how the game works.
No, exactly. And, again, you know what? We had 30 seconds of power play with that second power play unit, and they make the play. And I just thought it was a great play from Ross Armour to Dylan. But Ross made the play, but Dylan catching that puck with those ice conditions at that particular time of the game was a big-time play for Dylan.
You guys had your practice on Thursday, your one time out there before the game in early afternoon. You guys played 7 o'clock at night. Were the shadows any different from practice to the game?
100%, Schulze. Great question. Totally different playing at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock versus 7 to 9:30. And that's the one thing. The one thing that was tough for both teams last night, and I'm sure the fans as well, and I'm sure for you, obviously, calling the game, tracking the puck. It was dark out there, and to track the puck was extremely difficult, tough on the goaltenders, you know, tough to react when the puck hits the end wall and those types of things.
There were obviously some fluky goals that wouldn't happen if you were playing inside, namely scoring 6 seconds into the second period. That was a bit of a game changer goal though, wasn't it?
Big time. And I thought Bedoin was obviously leaving his net for the wraparound, but you know, Dylan Eichstedt and I were talking last night. Dylan goes, no, that puck hit something and it changed directions. And he goes, he came out. I think the puck was potentially going wide a little bit, but it hit something. So it's even hard to see on video, but Dylan's probably right on that one again. There's the elements took over in that one, and it was a nice little assist for the Beavers right there.
I thought it was fitting that in the third period started, and I'd say half the people that were in the stands stayed in the tents for a little extra long. But, boy, as the third period progressed and the game was tied, the stands filled back up. And that was a great last 5 minutes of regulation and great overtime, wasn't it?
Well, you could just – you're exactly right. I mean, the pace picked up. You could just see everything. The game took on a life of its own at that particular time. And it was fun on the bench. I'm sure it was fun for you up there. And it was like both teams wanted to get this thing done in regulation. And we almost got it done with, 25 seconds to go. And it's been nice to convert on that one. But, again, we came through in the overtime, and that's all that matters.
More with Coach Cerruteri when we return. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruteri. You guys move inside today, where if you take the wind chill out from last night to the air temp inside the Sanford Center, could be 100 degrees difference. How did the guys handle the cold last night?
I think they handled it well. I didn't really get into too many conversations with the guys about it. I just think they embraced the night, and they did their thing, and I think they were just fine. The one you might want to talk to is Hank Johnson. Hank was backing up last night, and it could have been maybe a little colder for him, but we had heat in the benches right there blowing, so who knows. But overall, I think, again, with those unpleasantries right there with the weather, I think the guys actually, I think they performed well, and I'm not gonna say they were warm, but I don't think they were overly cold. I talked to a couple of the Michigan Tech players this morning, and a few of them had, you know, their toes were cold, but they said too they held up pretty well.
As the game progressed, you know, you had those two penalties there that you had to kill off as the game moved into the late stages. There were two big penalty kills, weren't they?
Big time. I mean, one was a 4-on-3. And I thought the call, if you're going to put somebody down 4-on-3, it better be a doozy, and I didn't think it was, but it is what it is. But our guy stood tall and killed that 4-on-3 off, and of course Dylan got that penalty in the third, and got a little dicey at times, but overall we did pretty good. We did a pretty good job as well. So at the end of the day, the difference was special teams. We had a special team and 1-0.
Can you take anything out of last night, what Michigan Tech was trying to do tactically, or was it kind of its own animal and tonight's going to be completely different?
A little combination of both, Schulze. There's certain things that you can take out of it. One is special teams, like face-off plays, and we were more concerned about the habits of our own players and some of the things that we can tighten up and fine-tune a little bit. But there's things you get out of it, but we didn't analyze video like we normally do, just because, again, it was a different game. They were playing different. We were playing different. You had to play different because of the conditions. So again, it's going to be a totally different game tonight tactically. But I think, you know, we know each other so well. There's not a lot of surprises.
If anyone missed this interview last night, we'll give you another chance to give a shout out to the committee and all the work that they've done. And I mean, you look at the early game this morning, Minnetonka and Andover, it was 22 below when it started, and started on time, and the ice seems to be as good as it could possibly be. But just talk again about the job that committee has done.
Oh, they've done an unbelievable job. They've embraced Hockey Day, this community. I was just doing an interview with Kevin Faulders and Pat Micheletti on Beyond the Pond, and I think every community sets the bar for Hockey Day, and I think we've set the bar high, and it's going to be interesting next year, you know, how that bar is going to be raised next year. But we've had over 500 volunteers. We've had so many people donate their time, their labor, materials, whatever it might be, just to make this the greatest Hockey Day. And only in a small town like this, where people, again, have really embraced it, and it's really been a community involvement.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerruti, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups are next here on the Beaver Radio Network.